badgers are so interesting. They let other badgers stay at their house. And sometimes even foxes can stay.
Really? That's so cool. I didn't know badgers were so hospitable. Do you know what hospitable is? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. So, what does hospitable mean? Well, it doesn't mean going to a place with doctors and nurses. No, being hospitable means being friendly to people you don't know. Believe it or not, that's how God made some badgers, to be friendly to other animals like foxes. Are you friendly to people you don't know? Romans 12:13 says, "Always be eager to practice hospitality." And now our story. It's called Like a Badger, Part 1. "What are you reading about?" asked Anna as she peered over her brother's shoulder to see what was on his computer screen. "Oh, look at that little animal. He's so cute." "Stop saying everything is cute," said Milo. "That's a badger, and badgers are interesting, not cute." Anna sniffed. "Well, I think that badger is cute. What do you find so interesting about it?" "Well, this article says that when badgers make their homes underground, they dig dens that are interconnected by a whole maze of burrows and passages. I think that's pretty cool."
"That is cool," said Anna.
"That means they can visit each other without having to go above ground."
Milo nodded.
"And it says badgers are nocturnal animals, which means..."
"I know what it means," said Anna. "It means they're awake at night and sleep during the day."
"Right. And listen to this. If a badger is away from home at daybreak, he may stay and rest with another badger family for a while before heading back to his own den. They must be hospitable animals."
"Hospitable? What does that mean?" asked Anna.
"You know, making guests feel comfortable and at home," said Milo.
"Oh, like how we took care of the missionaries who stayed with us last month," Anna laughed.
"Maybe the traveling badgers are missionary badgers."
"Listen to this," said Milo. "Badgers sometimes even allow a fox to stay in their den."
"Hmm," said Anna. "I can't think of anything to compare that to."
"I can," said Milo. "It might be like inviting someone you don't know very well to come over and play, like those new kids who just moved in down the street."
Milo glanced out the window thoughtfully. "In my class at church, we talked about how being kind and welcoming to others shows them Jesus' love. He welcomed us into his family when we were outsiders, and he wants us to welcome others and help them feel at home. We even learned a verse that says to practice hospitality."
"Let's ask Mom if we can invite the new kids over," said Anna.
She grinned and pointed toward the TV room. "I'm sure we can make them feel at home in our den." Well, how about you? Are you hospitable? Do you make others feel welcome, whether they're your friends or someone you don't know well? The Bible tells Christians to be hospitable and welcoming to others, even those we don't know, because Jesus welcomed us when we didn't know him. Share his love with others by making everyone feel welcome at your home, school, church, or wherever you are. Our key verse is Romans 12:13.
Always be eager to practice hospitality.
And our key thought, practice hospitality.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
"Hello, my name is Alex. I love your songs and stories too. I would just like to thank you for making those for us."
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.